I am so glad that you guys are here, and I'm so excited this is crowded. It's going to be a little room. We're not going to have a lot of people, you know, stage panic, right? So thank you all for being here. I am the senior advisor for digital projects at Phillips66, and I'm working in internal comms slash corporate comms. Big long title. Means I do a lot of tech stuff. I manage our internal employee mobile app and our intranet, which is highly integrated with our mobile app. And that is first time we're on the Central Forest platform. And we've been working with them for a very long time. They've been exceptional partners. Everyone that I've worked with there has been outstanding. Somebody who's been tremendously helpful. We've got account people, tech people. I love them. So very techy, right? I want to talk about something that's a little different, and I'll circle back around to all of this. They came to us, and you know, when they were talking about doing this speaking here, and they said, you know, we're talking about the science of engagement. We've got science. I'm not a word person, so I'm not sure that's going to be a good fit. But the more I looked into it, the more I thought about it. You know, there is something that we do internally that, again, will tie back to the scientific side of it. And it does focus on gratitude. So, you know, really, when we talk about gratitude, what is that, right? We feel thankful for our friends, our family, our health, our situations, our jobs, whatever it may be. And how do we incorporate some of that into business? You can actually achieve business goals by enhancing a feeling of gratitude across your company. So we decided, how can we do that? From the second somebody comes to us at Phillips66, what will make them feel good about being here, right? And it's really important. In all of you who have these digital platforms, the lowest hanging fruit you will ever have are your new hires. They come in, they're enthused, you know, they're ready to learn about the culture. They're not the people who've been there for 5, 10 years who are jaded, but perhaps I am some days. But you know what I mean? I mean, they're willing to adopt this technology. You aren't having to fight the fight, right? We have generational situations in our company, you know? I mean, and older workers have been reluctant to adopt some of our technology platforms. You had to work through that. We are a very dispersed workforce. We have people on pipelines in South Dakota. We have 11 refineries. They are deskless. They are not on their cell phones because of safety reasons. Safety is a tremendous issue for us. And so, you know, we have this really vital group. So how did we reach all those people? Well, we decided we better start at the very beginning. So we implemented, we wanted to put together a new hire program. We needed to engage them. And the biggest thing there was we could build a relationship with our folks and then earn credibility. We want our platform to be the go-to place, right? It's just what you do if you're an employee. That hasn't always been the case. So, you know, that was what we had in mind when we built this program. So I'm gonna go through the program and tell you what we do, and tell you some of the why, and there is science behind this. And you're gonna look at me, you're gonna go, that really, really is what you do. And you'll see why in a minute. And you'll see why it's a little bit different than some of the things that you're hearing about in this environment in a high-tech platform situation. So, the plan. We have a new hire package. We have new hire orientation. And people are thriving through it. And they're thrown into a room, and they are overwhelmed with a wave of information. And they have one PowerPoint slide that talks about our intranet and our mobile app. And that is it. They're talking, they're learning all about benefits, value propositions, how the company's structured. And it's like 4 hours of boot camp. You may or may not get coffee. And it's just really difficult. You can't possibly absorb all that. So while we have a presence there, it was not enough. It absolutely was not enough. And so, you know, what could we do that would be more personal for them? We decided, this is where it gets a little weird. We went old school. We put together a letter, and it's a welcome to the company letter, and it's personal, and it's addressed to them, and it's very welcoming, it's very informal, and it talks all about how glad we are that they're there. And, you know, here's a resource, you know, we have an employee ambassador program, so we talked a little bit about that, because that's tied to our platform. But again, it's very, it's a letter. And it's a real letter. And it's printed out. And it goes into an envelope that has a handwritten name and location on the front of it. And in that letter, we also send them a sticker. We brand the heck out of our platform. It's called My Route, Route 66. And so we have, in our culture, hard hat stickers are a big deal at the refinery. So we have stickers made of our logo. And like, you know, if you get one, you're special. And it's a thing. And so we really do put it in a handwritten envelope. It is then sent snail mail, inner office mail. And I will tell you, our inner office mail is snail very often. Very often. Which brings me to this one, where because we're going out into the field in all these locations that are not like an office building where it's a little more reliable, you know, these guys may not come into the office for a month at a time. We do follow up with a gentle email saying, hey, by now you should have got the letter with the cool sticker and all of this. And it's crazy how well it works. And I'll show you numbers on this. And it's like we've stepped back in time, right? It's like nobody does this. When's the last time any of you got handwritten mail in the mail? Like, have you ever? Seriously, it's incredibly rare. So there actually is some science behind this. Some key points about this, right? Keep it simple. Don't make these things complicated, right? It's a letter, it's an envelope, stick in the mail, you go. We have an admin. She helps me with this. She loves it. She loves doing it. And that's, again, she feels really good about it because we're reaching out personally and touching people that are new. But you know, we use mail merge. We're not that backwards. And so we do try to keep the program very simple. You know, we have a lot of volume of people coming over and have to manage it. The other thing we do is, you know, we realized that basically we live our lives in a world of automation. We're all here because we're on tech call, right? That's all we've done. That's a huge part of what I do. We're on cell phones. We're on laptops. We're on smart TVs. All of these things are technology oriented. I think they're wonderful. I love them. But at the same time, it really becomes impersonal. And handwriting has a significant impact. Emotionally, it will connect with you in a different way. And it definitely, they have proven this. This is where the science part comes in, right? It engages people in a different way, on a totally different level of communication. It's very personal. It's like all of our different writing styles say so much about who we are. And then my next question to you, you know, when's the last time you actually hand wrote something yourself? I don't love it. I sit in these sessions, my little pad of paper, my little pen. You know, I found that handwriting helps me with retention. They say it's 50% higher retention if you handwrite something. But when's the last time you actually did something like that? There have been times, where long spans, where I'm doing nothing but typing for days and weeks, and I go to handwrite something, my hand doesn't work right. I was like, wait, it doesn't remember how to do this thing. So, again, it's super personal, and we wanted to have that happen with our employers because they are so very important to us. They're rare and special. Remember, I went back to you, like, when's the last time you got handwritten mail? Can anybody tell me? Like, when's the last time you... Okay, Christmas is coming, so I know you'll get some cards. But when's the last time?
I mean, like, you know, like, last week for a baby shower.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That means a lot, right? And how many of you still get handwritten thank you notes from anybody? Yay. Yay. I think it's an important thing. It's not common. Oh, my God. I used to get present. If I didn't write a handwritten thank you note, my mother would. It was what you did, and we don't do that anymore. So again, this goes back to the fact this new hire comes to the company and they get something that's special. it's also a little bit of a small talk of appreciation, right? When they see a handwritten letter, they know somebody took the time to write that. Then they open it up, and there's a fun sticker. And it's a little, you know, it's just a little sticker. It's not much, but it's something. And it makes them know that we feel gratitude toward them. And in turn, they feel gratitude towards us as a company because we are expressing our appreciation to them. And again, this is all very old school, not what you expect in a technology world these days, right? Now, that doesn't mean I'm not out there pushing, get on the app, get on the internet, go do the tech thing, you gotta sign up. And there are a series of other things that we do, but this is the very first thing that we do. And so by doing this, we have incrementally established a relationship with that new employee and brought them to the app awareness, for one thing, you know, so that they are aware of it. We are waiting on managers to tell them. And, you know, there's a beginning of a connection and a relationship. And for us, if we don't have a connection and a relationship to those employees, we're not going to use our app, right? We build credibility with them. Again, this goes back to that initial goal of we want to be the go-to place. They inherently feel better about us because they got this letter. I mean, it sounds ridiculous in a way, but it actually does work. So, how does this actually affect your brain? This is the science part. I was like, oh my god, science. And this is the happy brain. So it talks about what gratitude is, right? It's a very positive emotion. And it does engender physical benefits, mental health benefits. It's just a good thing all the way around. So if we have the opportunity to create gratitude in our employees, I think that's great. Again, my admin loves doing this. Like, so she feels good about it. It's sort of just this big feel-good spiraling ball of goodness. I don't know. It literally will create dopamine. I know all of you have heard about dopamine. You know, that's the thing that makes us feel good. That's like the runner's high, I think, is the dopamine. And it, like I said, you know, they just inherently look good. And when they see that brand somewhere else, they're like, yeah, those guys are sending me love. That's the one. That's the thing on my stick. So we feel like it's a really positive thing. But the proof is actually in the numbers. Out of all of this is, I believe, I don't remember what my dates are, February through September of this past year. Because all the people that we send this out to, 28% of them have never registered. They're probably never going to register. I count them as lost leads. It's okay. We don't expect to get every single person. 26% of them, they did register after the new hire orientation. So they were there ahead of us, right? But of the people that we send the letters to, 46% register on the app. They are also more active on the app than our general audience. Like I said, we get them right out of the gate. The other thing that we started doing, you saw when I was talking about the email that we do to follow up. We were just calculating all of this before I put this together, and we have actually had another additional 20% bump. So 20% of those people that got the follow-up email, like, you know, hey, we're just checking, did you get the package, all that, they have come up and registered as well. This is all because of the letter. So the cost, right, we're all worried about keeping costs down. This costs virtually nothing. We spent $750 on the stickers, which, like I said, we buy them because we're gonna put them on our hats and stuff anyway, they're all over the place. I have a $35 brand stamp. I took my logo and I put it on a stamp, you know, And so that paper, right? And a little bit of admin time. And we get these kind of results. And it's we've been sort of surprised, you know, we're gonna try this and see what happens, and it works. So again, it doesn't cost you anything to make somebody feel good. And, you know, you do, I will say, have to have an admin with good handwriting, or somebody who's good at addressing envelopes. You know, make sure you can read it. That's helpful. But it does work. So those are the numbers. And again, we had started sending the follow-up emails early September because we were having really good adopters. We track all of this, right, to see when they come and join the app after the webinar and all this. And it was taking some of them weeks and weeks. So make sure you kind of have a tracking system for that. That's what it looks like. That's it. It's an envelope, handwritten, brand stamp. That's all. Super simple. Looks pretty cool. We like red. But this is what they get. And the letter, again, you know, I think the biggest thing about the letter is we try to make it very genuine. We really want to let them think about our company and that they really are important to us, and it makes a big difference. So that's what it looks like. I'm going to wait to go to the next slide. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments? Like I said, I would love to hear your guys' perspective on this. Yes?
Just a quick question. How many of these a week do you do?
It depends, right? We kind of go in cycles. We can do 10, we can do 40. It depends. We work really closely with HR. We get the lists of the people that have been hired. The volume varies. But we've done hundreds.
It's everybody who gets hired gets one.
Everybody. We did have to alter our program slightly to reach out to our European counterparts because we have to go through a GDPR process with MyRoute because we do tracking in Europe. You know, I mean, because the app tracks and there's sensitivities around that. So we have now incorporated a process that includes them too. So we weren't reaching out to our European folks immediately when we started this, and we've now figured out a way to get that done. So hundreds and hundreds of them. Yes, ma'am.
I love this, right? So is this just for shop floor workers or office workers?
Every single employee.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what their title is or their location. They all get this.
Okay.
Because we want everybody. We want everybody on the app. Yes?
Who's the letter from, and how soon after start date do you get it?
The letter's from me, and it depends. Sometimes with my admin, it takes about a week. But it's very shortly after. We send it very promptly. Yes?
So how do you handle like engagement overall? Like getting them on is one thing, and then a year later, some people kind of fall off the train. How do we get them back on or stay on? How do we
engage? Oh, I bug them. I bug them, right? All of us have a platform that can track how active they are, when they're active, what they're doing to, you know, in population groups, right? One of the things we have is as soon as they register, we have a whole workflow of communications that go out to them in incremental time. We also built a workflow that if they are inactive for a period of time, that I trigger, and it sends out, and it's a series of, you know, hey, where'd you go? Hey, we love you, we want you back. You guys have probably all experienced this is a very classic email marketing strategy, right? And we're soft touch and sensitive, you know, we're not going to beat them over the head. Like, we can't do that, that's not right. So we do continue to follow up. And I think the biggest thing, though, is having relevant content on the platform makes all the difference in the world, right? We also have exclusive content on the platform, and that helps increase our engagement. We're about at 85% retention rate for the platform. So over a period of a year, 85% of the people who have registered on the platform come to us at least once. So it goes in cycles. There are certain groups that do, certain groups that don't. But we're constantly analyzing that and trying to make sure that we're putting stuff out there that's good. We market that brand is on all over the place. We have on digital signage. We send it in emails. So we're constantly having sort of underlying promotion of the platform in general to keep them active. But it is a challenge, right? I mean, we all face that challenge. How do you get people to pay attention to what we're doing? So, yeah. Anybody else?
Yes. Is the red brand sticker, is that like the icon of the app?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's right for the name. Okay, so we only have about 5 minutes left. This is the weird part. It's your turn to do a thank you note and send some gratitude out into the world. There. I hope everybody's got pens. Ready to handwrite?